Round two. Can I give myself time to just kind of pause? Because you can't make this up here in the lab. And four monitors, two systems that work 24 hours a day with internet access. And as I was telling Jill, so I gave her a phone call because I'm here in the lab, the declaration, the big announcement. We have been under attack, in an attack. And it just gets to the level of just pissing you off, you know. So I had to just take a moment before I come back in. You know, we had to reboot the entire show, and it takes time to reboot an entire show. And I want to apologize, but you would think that we are brand new starting in the month of August with this radio show called Night Moods. But no, we're not. We did the relaunch last November. And it's almost every other day. So when I talk about our intercessors, our prayer warriors, our eagles, who are needed at the second perch, and as I was sharing with Jelly, you know, it's challenging, difficult. It's up against all the odds ever imaginable. When you have an assignment like this, and yet there is an adversary, because four screens, two monitors, both monitors are on the internet, and then we're getting kicked off the switchboard of Blog Talk Radio. I've emailed Mandy Lynn on the technical side, you know, and so it is what it is, right? You want to talk about levels of stress, and hopefully you can hear it in my voice. We're going to do it again, part two, on the 17th of August here. Half the show's in the can because couldn't get to you, couldn't get up. And I'm flabbergasted at this moment. Literally beside myself, where we're at. So you make the call, you wonder where all the Night Eagles are at. Here in the month of August, as I was talking about 30 minutes ago, before we got kicked off the internet, here on their platform of Blog Talk Radio. So we'll see what happens for the rest of the show. 2 hours normally here with you from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. But it seems like more frequently than not, we are spending more time offline. And so that could affect all the Night Eagles who thought were listening to the show, who can't listen to the show because the show's not on. And this is the safest space on radio here in the lab. I'm situated in a fortress. And yet we're still up against these ensuing realms of the spirit. Now, I'm talking about spiritual attacks, right? If we got relaxation to get through, you listen to the atmosphere. So we'll see what happens, you know. We have a listener line, studio line. If you want to call in, we'll see. I definitely would like to speak to some of you Night Eagles and see how this is impacting you. And if you're listening and your listening is becoming interrupted because we're off and we're on, we're off and we're on, definitely want to hear that from you, because again, the shows are being recorded, and I would love for the admin in New York City, Blog Talk Radio, to actually hear from some of the Night Eagles. Studio line, you can call in, it's 563-999-3685. 563-999-3685. At the top of the hour, we're going to relaxation. And so there is a call to arms for all of you who are here listening, three perches, or where eagles rest. And I'm going to do my best. I'm really going to do my best to help you get some rest and reset in God so that he can equip you. I'm going to do my best. Challenges you're listening to. And how many of you, how many more of you, how about the rest of you? Have you had challenges interrupt your workday, interrupt your drive, whatever those challenges may be? It could be a car accident, it could be a murder, it could be a bank robbery, it could be a flat tire, it could be hoses bursting underneath your engine, causing your vehicle to malfunction and come to a stop. How many of you have come up against an adversary in the middle of your workday, in the beginning of your workday, in your travel? Well, this is what this is like. And no apology of my headspace, because, see, when you're preparing for a radio show, you know, you literally are preparing. And for me, I ask the Holy Spirit, you know, what are we doing? How are we going to do it? Relaxation, breathing exercises, inspiration, empowerment, encouragement. And you make the request for as many eagles who are prayer warriors, because, you know, we're up against it. This is a God assignment. You know, I could be doing better things. And I say that with the understanding that it is an honor and a privilege to be here. But when you're at the helm and you're at the pier and you're the eyes and you're the ears and you have to navigate this journey, this assignment, and what's in the way of the assignment. And then it's like running into like the movie called Titanic, and there's this iceberg. And no matter how you clear the pathway, this iceberg pops up. And so you for me, I'm going to speak about myself. For me, it's like, you know, I don't want to lose our listeners because of something out of my control. And, you know, Jill is praying, and I prepare for the shows. And then the icebergs crunch and crash the show, throws us off. And we're like rocked. Each and every time the show is thrown off, it's a total rock. Yeah, I could call in the show and do the show from my phone. But see, my makeup is to bring something of excellence. That's a part of me. And the letdown, the total letdown. And talking about realms of the spirit, you know, you're getting... You normally get this on my podcast, but in the realms of the spirit where the action and activities of warfare happen, and that's just on the other side of the moon heading out into the outer space, that's where all that's going down, and they come into this environment, the earthly environment. And to everyone who is listening, believers, ministers, when you're doing God's assignment, you know, the enemy is working to foil the plans, and he's got to get permission from Father. And I believe that so that Father can see the makeup of the daughter and the son that he's commissioned to bring forth an assignment and a mandate. And I think about this mandate and this massive project a year ago that I was told to revisit and get back in it. And so when I said I could be doing better things because I don't want to waste your time. And so the massive letdown with all this technology is simply this, that this ship took sail in May, and this ship known as Night Moves HQ, and is 17 nations that Father has placed and to listen to the show and speaking to the stress. And I'm not even talking about the haters, because the haters can go sit in the back of the bus and pound sand. I really could care two sticks about haters, right? But what I'm getting at is this. It's when you have been given an assignment from God, and I'm talking kingdom assignments, not, you know, I'm talking businesses, organizations, and they are so out there. They're far beyond your reach of in some many aspects. And you're like, well, how in the heck am I going to get this done because it's so grandiose? And the amount of supporters in my fellowship that I see with their organizations, their companies, and it just reminds me, Jesus started out with three, and he multiplied by two from threes to 12, and 12 and 170 plus followers, and droves of women and children following him, because he had a massive assignment. And it's like when you're in these assignments like this, this is just real talk, okay? This is Night Moods. The show has been jacked up since 10 o'clock when we normally come on, and I mean jacked up. We got on late because I'm looking at circles on four monitors. The atmosphere is playing for your ministering to your soul, body, mind, and spirit. When God gives you an assignment, it truly pisses off the enemy. And the enemy is the adversary in the realms of the spirits. It's fallen angels, fallen spirits, who are coming to kill, steal, and destroy. So destroying and stealing and interrupting electronics and all this stuff is not even mind-blowing. It's just, it gets to the point where it's like, oh my gosh. So when I said I could be doing things better, it's, you know, it's family time. It's the churches and the ministries. It's the school setting. It's even me learning. But this assignment right here, this assignment has caused me restless and sleepless nights as we wait for the secret place to power up. And when God gives you assignments, it should cause restless and sleepless nights because you become the caretaker over a finished project. Never tells you that what's going to come into your path. Only those things that come into the pathway are there to hinder you, are there to demoralize you. And so every week since May, I looked on the calendar, every week since May when we did the big announcement regarding the radio station, and I almost dare not to even speak about it because it's like, how do you draw support, draw marketing? And every time you speak of it, it's like it extols the enemy and he shows up and shuts things down. And then for me, I'll question May 13th when we did a big announcement for the radio station. Now, we've been doing the radio show since last November. And the radio show from November all the way up to May the 6th had no issues. Zero issues. You never had or heard of the radio show being no internet connection because we're on the platform of Blog Talk Radio, and I've been a contributor, a supporter to Blog Talk Radio, grandfathered in since 2010 when we started the radio show in Chicago. And here in 2022 with this, and if I could just share with you, I wouldn't have enough time to share with you what God has said about this assignment. And to put things on hold and put things in person, it's every week, and then now it's almost every other week, every day. And so when we make the call for interest, you know, well, Michael, you could be doing that yourself. Well, yeah, I could, and yeah, I do. But at the same token, Jesus needs supporters to help him expand Father into the earth realm. Because, yeah, he could have did it by himself. Yeah, he waded through 40 days and 40 nights of temptation. Yeah, he could have sat down the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Sanhedrin, but he had supporting cast members to help him with Father's assignment. And I can only imagine what those 40 days and 40 nights were like for him. Trying and realizing that the Holy Spirit led him into temptation. he wasn't tempted into temptation by Satan, Lucifer, Apollyon. The whole God led Yeshua HaMashiach into temptation. That means God said, God the Father said, my son, I'm going to bring you into temptation to see what you're made of. Now, this is massively small potatoes to what he had to endure for those 40 days and 40 nights. And those only three temptations that he encountered and he endured. And there aren't any other temptations that we as human beings can go through that are greater than the three temptations that Christ endured. So when we make the call, and it's not to sound great for a little radio show, it's because I understand the realms of the spirit and this pathway and the fight to keep this radio show from operating. And the fight that it is taking against the launch of 126 of Genesis. And that's the name of the radio station, 126 of Genesis. So if you open up the Bible and turn to Genesis 126, there you have the radio station. See, it takes a supporting cast. And I wish you could understand that as Night Eagles. And me being here, having a real moment, I think of the apostles in the book of Acts when there is the woman following them around saying, hey, these are the guys that are tearing up the city with the gospel of the kingdom. And what she was doing and following them made the apostles irate. And so these assignments, when God gives you these divine assignments and you're up there in the realms and you're up there at the helm of the assignment because you're the navigation, you are the lead, right? So you can see into the pathway at times, and when these icebergs come crushing up out of the waters, out of the ground,